Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim coming from you live out of Philadelphia. We are, I'm sorry about the time change. I sort of let everybody know early, so I don't know who's going to be with me today, but we're here. And we have a very interesting topic for you today. Very interesting question. The question is, why is it so important to know who you are? We deal with history, you know. But naturally, when we start the show, we always mention the one thing that is important. We always mention love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Because if we can't love each other and we can't get along with each other, how are we going to accomplish the great things that we're supposed to accomplish? And it's time for the people to take power and to run this planet, you know? And if we don't know how to love each other, we don't know how to treat each other and do things for each other, we would never, ever, ever be able to take care of this planet and run what we're supposed to do, you know? The aristocracy, the 1%, they think they're supposed to be in judgment, supposed to be in rulership over everyone else. This is what they teach the children, and this is what they... Now, this week, we're talking about history. We're going to go into some history this week. Not a lot of history, but some history. Because it is so important to know who you are if we're going to accomplish the things that we're supposed to accomplish, you know? And let's start with the number one thing that we teach each other who we are. Are you a man or are you a woman? Now, what does that mean and how is that determined? That's something to think about, you know? If I'm a man, then I have certain things in every culture that's taught of what you're supposed to do and be when you're a man. Is that true or not? In a male-dominated society, they teach that the man is supposed to dominate. That's what a male-dominated society does, because I'm a man. I'm supposed to make money. I'm supposed to take care of the house. I'm supposed to take care of my wife and my children. I'm supposed to be responsible for everything. And the woman is supposed to be subservient to me. She's supposed to be my helpmate. She's supposed to be my helper. Not my equal, but my helper. This is some of the things that they teach in certain cultures. Okay? It's one of the reasons why I like Yahshua, or who you call Jesus, because he said in the last days, no male, no Greek, no bond, everybody's going to be free, you know? One person's equality is going to be the order of the day, and that's where we're coming from today, okay? Like I said, it's a little speech, so we're coming from a position of equality. So if you are a man, right, they're teaching you, okay, what a man is supposed to be like. Like I say, it depends on the society that you're in. If I'm a man, I got to do this, I got to do that, and if I don't do that, then I'm going to shoot myself. I'm not living up to what I'm supposed to be as a man. I'm crazy, you know? I go take drugs and drink because I'm depressed, because I can't do what a man is supposed to do according to the culture under which you're raised. Okay? Now, are you a woman? And if you're a woman, based on the culture under which you were raised, then you have certain things you're supposed to do as a woman. I'm supposed to stay at home. I'm supposed to cook my husband's meals and take care of him and the children. And I'm forbidden to do this. I'm forbidden to do that because I'm a woman. If you're raised in a male-dominated society, now, if you're raised in a female-dominated society, then that's a whole different set of teachings that you get, you know? Now, how does this play out in history? Because based on who you're taught that you are, your actions correspond with who did you think you are. That's why I asked the question, why is it so important to know who you are? Because based on who you are, that's what you think you can do. This is what history dictates. This is what's been going on throughout history. This is why the 1% or the aristocrats have a certain mindset about them when they're trained as children. They're trained to be over you. They're trained to rule over you. See what I'm saying? But based on the culture that you're growing up in, that definitely determines what you want to try to do. Now, and the culture that the U.S. has, for quite a while, women, this is a man's job. This is a woman's job. Women not supposed to do this, women not supposed to do that. But in reality, each one is equal to the other in reality. But we don't deal with reality. We deal with what we're being trained in the culture as to what we're supposed to do, what we're not supposed to do. Why do women wear pants and women wear dresses? They say, well, it's because when you go to the bathroom, it's easy for the woman to just flip the dress up and sit down. You know what I mean? And a man, he just pulls his bra up, he ain't got to pull all that stuff up because he don't have to. That's why the women wear pants and the men wear women wear dresses. But if you study your Egyptian history, men wore little skirts. Now, this is a tradition that's carried on in Scotland. This was Scottish with the same little skirt. Well, that's where they got it from. You know, like, these Europeans, they haven't really come up with anything on it. I don't know everything they got. They take it from someplace else. We're going to get to that in a few minutes, too. But we're talking about culture and why you do what you do, the things that you do, and based on who you think you are, okay, this is how you be acting, okay? Now, are you a god? Oh, boy, that's a big one. Well, I can't be a god because I can't wave my hand and float. I can't walk on the water. I can't do certain things that I was taught in our culture that a god is supposed to do. See what I'm saying? But I actually want to take this on last, but it's up here on the screen. I'm taking it now. So, like I said, it depends on the culture, you see. And some cultures, they worship the animals and snakes and rats and all this kind of stuff as something more superior than they are, you know. You go to some culture, you heard a cow, you in trouble. You go to some culture, you hit a snake, oh, man. You better beware because they're coming to get you. You feel me? But it depends on the culture and what you're being taught, you know. You say, well, if I was a god, I'd be able to fly. You can fly. You just have to sit your butt in a plane, okay? You can't just jump up and defy the laws of nature. But as a god, you are an unlimited being. Yes, you can fly, okay? Well, as a god, I should be able to walk on water. Yes, you can walk. You make a parachute that you can pump air into. You can walk on anybody in water that you want. See what I'm saying? Based on the culture that you grow up in, they put limitations on your mind so that they can push the agenda that they have, that one person is supposed to rule everybody else. What if you was a god, you'd be sitting up, you'd be up in heaven sitting on the throne watching everybody, checking what everybody's doing. Well, you know, the people that realize that they are God, that's what they're doing. They're just not, well, they're not sitting up in heaven. They got satellites up there, man. They can look down on you and see what you're doing, check what you're up to. And if they don't like what you're up to, they come in with power. Well, if I was God, I'd have lightning and thunder. You do have lightning and thunder. They're called bombs. Where have you been? You know, everything that you can, that they have been relating to God in an irrational manner, right? Once you realize that it's your ability to deal with technology and things of that nature, this makes you an unlimited person. Well, I should be able to go into space. Yes, you're going into space. You're going to do more than that. That's just the beginning, because space is where you actually come from. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, too. So, but everything depends on the culture and what they're teaching you. Everything that they say God can do, well, if I was God, I'd be able to touch somebody and heal them. You can't touch people and heal them. That's why they got medicines and chemicals, and you have knives and sutures so you can cut a person open and take out what's bad and put something back in. Somebody gets shot, you patch them up. You know, you don't be walking around putting your finger on people, although it is possible to do that. But on the level that we're on, let's deal with the level that we're on right now. You can heal people. That's what you go to the hospital for. You don't go to the hospital to get sick. You go to the hospital because you're sick, and you're expecting somebody who has trained in the technology of the body to take care of you to make you well. And when you do realize that you got, you never go to the hospital almost, because you're eating properly based on what the books say. The books say herbs and fruit bearing seasons, what's been given to you. Okay? If you eat that, you're going to be healthy. You don't need to go to the hospital unless you break a leg, fall out, or somebody shoots you. Then you might need to go to the hospital. Okay? But yes, you are a God. You follow what I'm saying? But you have to be humble with it, you know? What do you mean be humble? Well, I got to be humble because I'm a God. And Matthew 19:17, they call Yahshua Jesus good. He said, well, call us down me good. There's none good. but one. You see what I'm saying? Hey, no, don't put that on me. You know what I'm saying? And he told him, if you follow the commandments, honor your mother and father, follow me, mean practice the teachings that he's given out. Not getting to the point where they're following somebody around like a little lap dog, like a little puppy. I don't know what's going on. Follow the teachings that he's putting down. And the aristocrats know that. Now let's go. I wanted to take God last, but let's go to, are you a king? I'm king so-and-so, and I'm king. What structure, okay, in history goes with the term king? A king think he better than everybody else. He's supposed to rule over you, okay? That's a dictator. He want to tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. If you don't do it, he will cut off your head. Not only your head, cut your whole family's head off. You know what I'm saying? That's a king. So when somebody comes to me, yeah, well, I'm a king. Uh-oh, I got to stay away from this madman. Next thing I know, he's going to want me to bow down, kissing his feet. Oh, yes, sir. And you know your history. This is history. This is a show for history today. You know your history. They've had you doing it. Especially, well, it doesn't matter what tribe you come from. I deal with Elohim 5 tribes: black, brown, red, yellow, white. That's where I'm coming from. Okay, all right. And each one of those tribes have been subject to slavery. They got about different names. Serfs. They used to call certain slaves serfs. Okay, but they were slaves nonetheless. Okay, indentured servants. That's slaves, okay? They're straight-up slaves. It depends. Each tribe has went through that type of humiliation based on who you were under and who you were around and who the people thought they were. If they thought they was a king, okay, you became a slave. If they thought they was a queen, you became a slave. Every title that you give yourself, there's a system that goes with that. So when you walk around talking about I'm a king and I'm a queen, you got to think about the political system that goes with that. And do people want that? I know I don't want them. If I got a woman, if I meet somebody and I'm trying to hook up, she tell me she a queen, I'm going to step off. You know what I mean? I don't need nobody ruling over me, you know? And she says she a goddess. Okay, that's something different. Then we can flow on an equal footing. She's a goddess, I'm a god. That means there's no one over her, there's no one over me. So if we're going to do something, we're going to roll together. We're going to roll, see what I'm saying, on an equal basis. Don't put, you ain't going to They ain't gonna put me putting the trash out every week. Women ain't weak. You put the trash out this week if you want. You ain't gonna have her sit in the house washing the dishes all day long. You ain't gonna have me working while she at home cleaning and cooking. Now, sometimes I do the cleaning. Sometimes I do the cooking. That's when you're coming off on an equal basis, and it will make your relationship better. You know what I'm saying? When you stop putting yourself in the categories that the 1% of the aristocracy has put up there for you to function under, because they want to rule over you. See what I'm saying? That's why the question for today is, why is it so important to know who you are? Now let's get to the real question. Who the hell are you? Oh, boy. I don't know if you can handle all this. But when I say you're a God, what in the world does that mean? How can I be a God? How can I be a goddess? You know what I'm saying? You have to think about where you come from first, all right? You come from an incorporeal reality. All right, that's why they talk about the spirit inside you so much, because you're an incorporeal being living inside this physical flesh. The physical flesh will lay down one day. Okay, if you live to be 200 or 1,000, that sucker's going to lay down one day. And when that flesh lay down, that spiritual entity that's in there is going to come out and go through the process again. Right? Now, if I'm an incorporeal being, how in the world did I first get in a physical body? These are the teachings that used to come through the mystery school that was lost. I mean, the savages, yeah, I'm calling them savages. When the savages came over here with their military and started kicking everybody and taking everybody's butt, these kings and queens and rulers and so-called thieves called themselves conquerors, savages, okay, nothing great about them. That's when they came over and started taking everything, and the information was lost. Okay, we lost so much when during the pharaonic era, when they felt as though they wanted to be kings and queens. I'm the pharaoh, and you do what I tell you, or you get your head chopped off. We lost so much. That's why we lost control of the planet. We lost control of the planet because of that mindset. This is why no one group has control of the planet now, because of the same mindset that's going on. We're fighting and killing and murdering each other because I want to be in charge. I want to be the man. I want to rule over you. And it gets to the point that guys say, wait a minute. I don't want you ruling over me no more. So I'm going to put together the same thing you got together, and then we're going to rumble about this thing. And the wars begin over and over. Every generation has been through a war, okay? My grandfather, First World War. My father, the Korean conflict. I went through the Vietnam War, okay? Now we're talking about Afghanistan and Iraq, and now we're in Yemen killing innocent people. I mean, the battle continues because of who they're teaching you who you are, okay? You're an incorporeal being coming from an incorporeal dimension. You came into this dimension because incorporeal entities give off a physical gas. That physical gas comes through the black hole up near Sirius A, B, and C. They don't talk about C too much. Sirius A, B, and C, and that gas comes into this dimension, and that gas ignites. It will burn a hole in both dimensions. So they decided, we decided, our ancestors decided, well, let me come on over here into this dimension and check it out. When they realized they got here, they as a spiritual entity, you have a lot of power. You know what I mean? So you can live out in space without a ship. Oh, God. Oh, man. This Negro don't work crazy. He got to live in outer space without no ships, without no nothing. He's going out of his mind. Time for me to go someplace else and listen to somebody else. But listen to who you are and what you can do. They talk about the Draconians and all these doggone lizard people and all that, you know. You just had the ability to shapeshift. But when you first came into this dimension, you had the kind of power to put a physical body in motion that can live out there, okay? That can live out there, move around out there. Follow what I'm saying? So you ignited part of the gas to see what happened. The gas burned, and because of the they call it subspace, all right, dark matter. Because of dark matter moving, the gas was constantly moving, and it never ignited the whole doggone dimension. That's where your first sons came from, okay? Spiritual entity locked in with physical entity, energy, created the, those dead suns up there that were able to withstand the pull of the black hole. Understand? Because the black hole got a very, very strong pull to it. You know, they have, the suns have to be very dense to withstand that. So that's why those first three suns were so dense. I can go into a whole history. There was no Big Bang. Oh, hello. The noise they're hearing is not from the Big Bang of primordial 2 million years ago. Oh, no, that's not it. Physical objects moving make noise. You're listening to the natural noise of the cosmos. That's what they're listening to, okay? After you made the first planet, then you decide to make a planet to live on. Because you put, then you start to make a planet just for yourself to live on. Now, here's what happened. When you start growing the vegetables and all that stuff, once an incorporeal entity eats physical food, they turn into a physical, their structure, okay, deteriorates to the point that they can't shape-shift where they can go out in space no more. And it takes 7 years, all right, of them going back to eating non-physical food before they're able to go and do that. They call it prana. That's the substance that we're supposed to be eating. We're not supposed to be killing animals and all that stuff, but eating them for food. We're not supposed to need to do that. I'm just giving you a brief synopsis on what's going on out here, okay? So that you have some kind of idea of who you really are. You made the sun, the moon, the stars, the planet. Doesn't it seem strange to you that everything in the cosmos is designed for your benefit? This planet is designed for you to walk and live on, all right? And so wait a minute. How did I get here? How did all this stuff begin, you know? Well, we can only go back consciously to the uncaused cause. Something that caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. And this is why the children have so much trouble with this crap that they're teaching. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. If you can't create energy, how are you created? Nobody created you. You are made up of energy, which means that you are an extension of that which always was. I'm going to say that again. I don't think you heard that. You are an extension of that which always was. The translators use the term create, but you weren't created. See, you got to remember who translated these words, okay? And the level of knowledge that they had during the time of the translation, you know, based on what's going on back then and what's going on now, you realize these people weren't that bright, you know? They weren't really that smart. So, so this is what we're dealing with, okay? Now, now here's the next thing. I'm going to hold up on that information right there because that's enough information. You can research this stuff, all right? We come from Venus. We come through Mars. We came here. This is way along our line of development when we came to Venus, Mars, and here. Because we made all these here stuff, okay? We made all these planets, all right? The way the solar system is designed, it's designed so other things hit other planets before they hit Earth to protect you from the stellar bodies that are randomly flying around you. You know, you can research the stuff. There's gas out there. Everything that I'm talking about, if you go and look it up, you can Google this stuff now. It's there. You can find out. They're looking at Venus now, and they're finding stuff, structures on Venus that they didn't realize was there because they're just not able to see this stuff. They're just not focusing their attention on Venus. But we come from Venus, and we come from Mars, we come from here. They're finding structures and all that kind of stuff on Mars. We've been out there already. This is we're not new to this, all right? What we have to do is come to grips with who we are. We are, okay, a what they call themselves. We are the masters of the universe. They got this blind haired blue eyed guy. What they call him? He-Man, masters of the universe. One tribe. Each tribe, I shouldn't just be at one tribe because it's been going on for 1,000 years. Each tribe put themselves in a position of the great people, okay? At one time it was black. I'm talking about black. I ain't talking about the brown, the red, the yellow. I'm talking about literally black people. Blue is black. They were so black they were blue black. That's why I saw the pictures. They painted them blue because they were so black, okay? And if you see an African come here, I seen a couple happen to get on the bus. These brothers were so dark. I said, oh, my goodness. I know they just got off the boat, you know, because of the color, because of their complexion. These guys, oh, my goodness. So I'm just saying, oh, let me stop and thank those who are calling in because I switched the time so quick. And I know a lot of people are going to be calling at 8 o'clock because some people might not have gotten a message. Sometimes you don't even check your text or sometimes, you know, you just be rolling with everything, you know. And this is a kind of weird time because it's right in the middle of the football games. And but I'm saying, the people listening to this, they ain't worried about the doggone football game. So I'm going to go ahead and say the time because I'm involved with another group now, you know, dealing with gold and all that stuff, you know. So I switched my time to I cannot participate more in what they're doing. But anyway, this is where we are. This is what's going on, and this is what we have to deal with. We have to realize who we are. Now, the other part of this is that, do you call yourself after what you have done when you finish school? Is that you? I'm a professor of antipodes. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm an Indian. I'm a chief. Well, at any rate, you don't go to school to become an Indian. I just do that in there. But you call yourself different what you accomplish in school. But that don't make you who you are. That's just some of the things that you can do. You can do so much because you are unlimited, but you have to stop putting yourself in the bottle, man. You got to come out of the bottle. You got to stop putting yourself into these limited mindsets so that people can stop taking advantage of you, you know, especially in some of these mega churches. They just had a thing on TV the other day where they're complaining where the guy brought his wife, head of the church, come from the street and build a thing up. And you got to give him his props for doing that because none of that ain't easy to do either. But he bought his wife a $200,000 Lamborghini and the church members are having a fit. So they're giving us money. Someone can't pay. Some are not paying their rent or nothing else. Shoveling the money into the church. Why? Because it's God's house. We have to take care of God's house, you know? but you don't own nothing on that house. I mean, if you mess with the door now, you're in trouble. All the money you give up, you know? So it all depends on who you think you are and what you're being programmed for. If you're being programmed for that single God sitting up in the sky watching everybody, you know, not realizing that there are gods watching everybody with satellite, we call them Big Brother. We call them Big Brother now, okay? Because they're watching everybody. You know, you pick up your phone, do you say the wrong word? Your phone, you start getting a little echo on your phone. You know, they're listening. All of a sudden, the battery runs out and your phone's so fast. Oh, I just start talking, the battery's going already. That's called Big Brother. I'm plugged in, listen to what you're saying on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Some people know who they are, and the ones that know who they are controlling your destiny. Or they think they control your destiny. See, nobody can control the destiny of God. But God, but you have to realize that's who you are. What is a God, okay? A God is a person that has just realized who the heck they are. That's what a God is. You are an extension of source energy, right? That's why the Bible calls you a God. You're all God's children of the Most High. That's what it says. Now, they try to flip that around. The Jehovah's Witness flip that around. Well, you have the big G and the little G. But go study your Hebrew language, and you'll see they had no uppercase letters in the Hebrew language. So where no big G, little G, nah. That's crap. They're trying to put you in a subservient position. There's a big God over you. There is a big God over you. They call it, well, they call you, your president becomes the big God over you. King and Queen of England become the big God over you. The Pope becomes the big God over you. Anybody that you let rule over you in authority is a big God over you. Okay? Yeah. But once you realize who you are, and the fact that you are unlimited and how you're unlimited, it makes a difference in the world. There's nothing that you can't do. Ain't nothing greater than what you see in that mirror, man. It's not one little thing. Oh boy, I lost my feet on one of the lines. Okay, let's back now. So I'm just saying, you have, you are a remarkable, I'm going to say this real slow, because I want you to hear this real good. You are a remarkable piece of equipment. I don't know how to say it, but whatever I say, they got so many thought processes on each word, you know. You're a remarkable man. You're a remarkable woman. You can't say anything because for each term that they've listed as what you are, they have a certain mindset that goes with that, that you're supposed to fall into. So when you call yourself a man, they have a certain mindset for that. When you call yourself a woman, they have a certain mindset for that. And when you call yourself a God, they have a certain mindset for that. They have a certain mindset for everything. Once again, I get the run in my face. I talk too much. I apologize. I like to tell those that are on the line, we do have you can participate in the show if you want, you know. I'm not just talking, I don't say this until half an hour through the show. But you can jump in at any time at this particular point, and all you have to do is press 1. If you have a comment or something to say, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. And we won't call out your name. We'll just use the last 4. Some of you were shy and don't want nobody to know what's going on. But like I said, Big Brother's watching you. He know what you're doing. Like you said, this nigga is going crazy. Yes, I am. Because I'm woke. I'm wide awoke and I can see what's going on, okay? So don't think you run around here doing stuff and Big Brother ain't watching what you're doing. I don't care if you ain't doing nothing. Don't matter. He likes to listen to you doing nothing. It makes him feel good. Oh, well, let's see. What's Rob doing over there? Oh, he ain't doing nothing. Oh, let's listen to him for a little while. Let's see how much nothing he's actually up to. But they're listening to every little thing. They got all kinds of satellites and stuff out there tracking you, checking what you're doing. Now they're trying to put the little chip in your arm because somebody told them, okay, that God is supposed to rule over the people. No, that's not how it goes. God is supposed to work with the people based on equality, all right? That's how it's supposed to go, okay? This is Elohim Sunday. We're here every Sunday. Now, we changed the time, so I know I've got quite a few less callers here, so I know I missed a few people. And then the games are on Sunday, you know. So, but that's okay. We're going to be here because I changed the time for a purpose, and I hope that those of you who get used to the new time will be able to chime back in, and we can continue these conversations, okay? And this is the Elohim Radio Show. We're here every Sunday now from 7. I ain't had time to change the time and all my advertising. From 7 to 9, okay? The caller number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to talk. Give a shout-out, have a comment, and we'll make sure that we get you in. And I try to not wait. When somebody presses their hand, I try to open up the mic right away because a lot of times when the conversation is moving, you want to talk about one thing, and by the time they let you in, they 4 or 5 points ahead, and then you got to backtrack the whole conversation. So I try to let people in the minute they put their hand up because they probably want to talk about what we're talking about right then, not what we're talking about 5 or 10 minutes down the road, okay? Now, I do have a CD on the market because it's called Jesus is Coming. So if you want to check it out on YouTube, just go to Elohim, Elohim Christ, Jesus is Coming, and my tracks will come out. It's 10 songs, 10 tracks, and you'll be able to listen to them and, or download them, and it won't cost you a dime, okay? Or you can go to CD Baby, CD4/ Elohim Christ 2, and you can go to Amazon. You can actually purchase the CD if you want, okay? Now we ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming back? Well, he's coming back the same way he came the first time. That's through the God of his womb. That's what I'm saying. Sisters out there, we need those babies. So we believe that this is going to be one of the children that's going to get us out of this crazy mess that we're in. So, sisters, do what you have to do. But we need those babies, all right? And this is a society that's based on numbers. And trust me, they're trying to keep our certain tribal members, numbers down. But then that's not exactly true, because they got what they call white trash. They don't want them having no babies either. So the Spanish, they really want the Spanish community around, because the Spanish community, they've been home knocking boots day and night. You know, and them babies are jumping out of there for so the aristocrats, they think that they don't want but so many people because they don't have the technology to handle as many people as here right now. They feel as though they have to control everything. Well, if people can control a thing, it can't hurt you. And but the wars and all the stuff they've been going through ever since the Balkans, Russia, and it's a long history of the fighting, the killing, and the murdering that they've been going through, you know. So they're pretty much paranoid. The ones that are in charge are pretty much paranoid. They're only going to come and take their stuff. Like they took everybody else's stuff. You read what they sell, you know. So, but don't forget to check out my book, Veronica Scriptures Part 2. A Christ Has Come, and it's on CD and it's in book form. For more information on that, call Triangle Church of Christ on the line at TCCA at 215-977-0777. Now, that line is open from 9 to 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book, Brother Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he's one of the few guys, I think, to actually understand history. And he's putting the missing pieces. He's letting you know about the armadas that we used to have, the fact that we had a global empire, and a lot of things that they're not telling me he's doing. And it's like when they tell you that when they came here, we had us looking at everybody living in teepees, but they excavated the cities that was bigger than London, right down there by the Mississippi. Google it up. You know, we had cities and stuff here when they came here. Chicago was here when they got here. These are cities that were started by black folks, you know, that were here when they got here, you know. We also have the Legacy of a Nation, I'd like to give them a shout-out, hosted by Brother Matt and his son Seth Bob, too. They're here every Saturday from 6 p.m. Eastern, and they talk about black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. And I'd like to give a shout out to Sunset Pop too. This guy's on every day. I'm on once a week catching hell once a week trying to stay on the air. He's on every day. Well, I was saying 6 o'clock, but he just told me yesterday that he comes on at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m., not 6 a.m. Okay, so I'll make that adjustment. And he's on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. So the call in number is same 319-427-6199. He keeps it real, man. He's going to take you into space like I do and keep your butt right here on the planet. You know what I mean? We talking yesterday, talking about, hey, it's time to beg and it's time to demand. If you begging, you should be demanding. You really ain't going to get what you're supposed to get. That's straight talk. That's what I'm talking about, you know. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's my spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also get her on our website, NikkiLoveUnam.com, okay? She's a pretty good spiritual advisor. I mean, I do spiritual work myself. We did a reading on each other, and we both were pretty accurate. That was pretty good. We also have the UNA at the 16th and CCB Moore Avenue, Philadelphia, PA. And they're there every Sunday at 3 p.m. The call-in number is 267-513-8789. That's a call to beer. And we have that's the Marcus Garvey Organization. He had the largest black organization in the history of the planet. And nobody has an organization as big as since the one that he had close to 100 years ago. They have RBG Industries. They make clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you're a good tailor, you want a good tailor-made outfit, call 609-688-5828 and go to Nikki and hook you up, okay? And I would like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton. He released his name yesterday, child. He has about 6 CDs on the market, gospel and non-gospel. So pick what you like. More information about him, just call 267-259-4077. I think maybe I might break this up in 2 segments because the commercials could be pretty long. But I'm talking the talk. So I'm doing a walk. I'm walking a walk. We'll be helping each other out, okay? So that's what I'm doing. I'm not charging people for the shout-outs. I'm just, of course, I don't get the shout-outs myself, but that's okay. You know, I live in a different place than where they live at, you know. I also like to give a shout-out to Heaven Bound Gospel Singers. They just released a new CD. It's called Reflections. It's pretty good. I like these brothers they throw down. Have you ever seen them play? You got to see them play. These guys are really good. You can call Patrick at 215-47-1419, okay? And treat yourself. Go to one of these churches and see them throw down. I go to churches all the time, all right? Because I don't like being in a club atmosphere. I want to hear music. I'm into music. You know, it's like Tom, we've been in the same band together. And when I want to hear good music, I go to church because the church has stepped up. The church has stepped up big game. That music coming out of the church is slam. Some of the stuff they'll be saying, well, they'll be saying nothing like the rappers, just, you know, praise, 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 praise. But the music be kicking. I really like the way they stepped up. I also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. We got Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and don't have one of these guys' numbers on speed dial, you deserve to be sick. No, not really. I say that every week, but I don't think anybody really deserves to be sick. In fact, next week we're going to be talking about health. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Brother Mac will be talking about health too. Well, let me do this here. Instead of me talking for Brother Mac, I see his numbers on the line. Let me open up Brother Mac's mic and let him tell you about what he's going to be talking about next week. Brother Mac, are you there? Brother Mac, are you there? Okay, we having trouble with the phone, with the... Ah, boy. Okay, so we have opened up his mic. I'm not getting anything. So, okay, well, he is on the line. Well, it seems to be working. His mic seemed to came open. So I'm going to leave it open just in case he pops back in. He can give us a little idea of what he's talking about next week and on his show. All right? Okay. And once again, I'd like to thank those who have called in. I don't know what's wrong with the board. The board's not working this Sunday. Yeah, boy. There's something wrong with the board here. Okay. Well, I apologize. I think he just... I just heard something. But it's made it open, so he'll come in when he gets ready, okay?
Let him... I'm ready to get even, brother.
There he is. That's great. Move on. I said, well, something's wrong with the board. I can't get the Mac on. So, yeah, I opened up your mic so you can tell them. We just did the commercial, so you might want to tell the people a little bit about the show coming up Saturday and what you're going to be talking
That's
about.
Thank you.
If you have any comments.
I would like for your audience to know that Legacy of a Nation, my show comes on every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and for an hour we talk on 4 main topics, one each week. The 4 main topics that we talk on are health. One is health. History, politics, and economics. We feel that we are a nation of people 50 million strong, and we need to know how to gain health and how to maintain the health of our nation. We need to know the history of our nation. We need to know where we came from, and get some idea as to where we're going. And we need to know our political structure, how our government is put together and how it functions. And then we need to know economics. We need to know how to feed and clothe 50 million people who are citizens of our nation. And so when we talk on these four topics, it's for the purpose of increasing the awareness of the Aboriginal community. Well, we are the Aboriginal community in that we are Aborigines. We were always in these lands that are the Americas. We were not brought from Africa, but we were already here. And some were brought from Africa, but we mustn't lose sight of the fact that we were already here. And so Legacy of a Nation invites you to call in, and the telephone number I'll give to you is 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. And let us talk about ourselves. We Aborigines, people are descended from slaves and are now a nation inside of another nation, but we're not fully aware of who we are and how we got to be the way that we are. Thank you so much, Brother Elohim, for the opportunity to tell your audience about my show, Legacy of a Nation.
Well, if you don't mind, because you're doing something that I think is good for the community, if you don't mind, just take a minute or so and talk about the Buffalo Soldiers.
Wonderful. Yes. The Resurrected Order of Buffalo Soldiers is an organization of primarily of veterans who are teaching our young boys and girls their history. The Buffalo Soldiers were back in the 1800s. The Buffalo Soldiers were the Aborigines who after the Civil War were the soldiers that were hired by the government to guard the wagon trains, to guard the army payrolls, to as Indian fighters, so to speak, and the Buffalo Soldiers are teaching our boys and girls their story, which is that in all the wars that have been fought by the United States of America, and even before it was the United States of America, that we Aborigines, now so-called Negroes, colored people, African Americans, we are known by many names, none of which really describe us. But the Resurrected Order of Buffalo Soldiers is teaching the history of how we have played a pivotal role progress of the United States from right on from the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, and now in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we recognize that the great role that we have played in the freedom of the world has gone unrecognized, or, well, let's say, largely unheralded. When awards were given, when accolades were given out, usually it was not to us who had actually done the fighting, but was given to the Europeans. And so our boys and girls don't know the part of history or the part of our story that has been played by the Buffalo Soldiers. And so we now are telling the story of the Buffalo Soldiers. And at the same time, the Buffalo Soldiers also do mentoring. They mentor boys and girls, and they teach the youngsters how to grow food, and which includes how to farm honeybees, and so the Buffalo Soldiers are trying to fill in a large gap that has been left in our story, and so is
there a number or something that they can reach you as far as the Buffalo Soldiers are concerned?
Yes. More information about the Buffalo Soldiers can be had by calling Lieutenant General Milt McIntyre at 267-351-1927. I'll repeat that number, 267-351-1927. That's Lieutenant General Milt McIntyre, who is commander of the Resurrected Order of Buffalo Soldiers over the entire East Coast from Maine to Florida. And so, again, thank you, Brother Elohim, for allowing me to make your audience aware of some of the things that are happening right as we speak. And it just could be that many who are listening might like to play a role in teaching our story to our children, because they need to know the magnificent role that their ancestors have played in the development of the new world, or in the development of the Americas, and that includes North America, Central America, and South America, and of course all of the Caribbean islands. Again, thank you, Brother Elohim.
The reason I brought it up, this is our History Week, and we go through different things as far as history is concerned, and most people don't know anything. Most of our people don't know anything about the Buffalo Soldiers. That was an all-black unit that fought that the Indians, that we were fighting the Indians. And, of course, it's a shame that they had to fight their own cousins. But they were offered certain things during that time because of the economic structure and slavery situation that was going on. that a Buffalo soldier was given certain privileges and mandates by being a soldier that would make it beneficial for them to be a part of the army. As far as my history is concerned, a lot of people don't actually realize that the country and the system that the country is using was actually developed by President Hayes, by black people, and it was stolen by George Washington and the crew, and he wanted to go off on his own to set up a white supremacist system, which was blocked by the Queen. Although this is why during the time, during their sojourn, that they were always pushing for some type of equality among the races, because the Queen, even though she's a semi-racist or so, she knows that in order to run the planet, you have to give some type of latitude to all of the five tribes, which is black, brown, red, yellow, and white. And each tribe, as I mentioned earlier, has been through their Holocaust, their murder and the killing of them. If you study the history of Russia and how all that turmoil that was going on there during the 1800s, and how so many thousands of Europeans died because they were serfs and because of the slavery situation that they had going on over there, you know. So all this slavery and all this stuff when they brought it here was nothing new, because Europeans have been practicing this ever since they went to Kemet and learned about how to raise nations and how to fight wars. Ever since they learned, they've been in a conquering mode. We call it conquering, but they've been stealing, a conquering them by the thief. A thief with a bigger army than the other guy, you know. So they've been stealing and imposing their will on people all over the planet, and this is still going on today. Although the people around the planet are actually beginning to wake up and realize that the government is not something separate from themselves. The government is the system under which that the people are supposed to be running their lives, and we have put people in place to make sure that the system is done in an equitable manner, like it's supposed to be done. And you do have those with the aristocratic mindsets that feel as though they're supposed to rule, they're supposed to be in charge of people. That's what we were talking about earlier about who you are. And you, it's good to know who you are. See, once you realize that you are a god, there's nobody over you. And once you realize that there's no guy sitting up on, well, I have Big Brother's up there, but nobody but Big Brother is sitting up late, looking down, watching you, you know, checking your emails and your phone and all that stuff to see what you're talking about, because they're paranoid. They don't commit so many crimes amongst the people all over the planet that they're scared somebody's going to knock them off. And you got a lot of people that want these leaders dead. We only got about 90 seconds here. But I just want to say that, once again, I want to thank everybody for the line. We did change the time. Mac, I have a question. Did you get a text?
I did, yes, sir.
Okay, that means that Ralph got a text. Okay. Well, the new time, it's gonna be a minute before everybody can actually put new times. I know there's quite a few numbers that's missing here, so they got to make adjustments starting next week. As we got about 1 minute, so the new time is gonna be from 7 to 8. I almost missed it today because I had trouble around the time. And a week, because I get up sometimes 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I just get up, and once I get up, I just get up. But this is the now this is an offshoot of the Legacy of a Nation. We started this. I forget how many years ago we started this, and there have been quite a few Legacy of a Nation shows. In fact, there's 5 that I know of right now that are still going on. Okay. So, but this is Elohim Speaks, and we talk about history, history, health, history, health, and a couple other things that we speak about. But I do it through a Bible base, because we need to know how to read the Bible, because the 1% took the Bible, conquered the known world, and we're throwing the book in the trash. What are they reading that we're not reading? And that's what I'm trying to make an emphasis on each week. Okay. So we are actually out of time right now. I want to thank Brother Mac for calling in and and giving us his comments on what's going on. Although he didn't really have a chance to give comments this time. We should be talking about what he's actually doing, because he's actually doing a lot out there. Okay. So we will see you on I want to thank you so much for those who have called in for ducking the football game and listening to me on the show. And you guys have a good day. And just remember, doesn't matter where you go, what you do, that somebody loves you. Okay? Much love, guys.
Peace, brother.